Welcome back. Ignite Day 2 in the Gold Coast. I'm Andrew Coates here with Greg Lowe. You've just been watching Adam Kogan, of course, who's watching you in Visual Studio 2017. But Greg, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Great to be along.
You're a regular in our events here in Australia.
Indeed.
And all around the world.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a regional director and a Microsoft MVP.
Yeah, I worked in the data platform for a long time. They call us data platform nowadays. It was SQL Server MVPs. I started working with SQL Server about 1992, so it sort of feels like forever at this stage. And so probably long enough to be well involved with the product group and things. And yeah, but been to a good number of events around, and of course this has always been one of the favourites because it's local.
It is local, that's right. Yeah. I mean, you're a Queensland boy from way back.
Originally Queensland.
Based in Melbourne now.
Yes. Bucked the trend. Most people move from Melbourne to Queensland, but yeah, so did the other way around.
You've been doing lots of community things. So you run SQL Down Under. Tell us
yes,
a bit about
indeed.
That.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, one of the things I decided years ago we needed podcasts, but I wanted to do ones that had sort of fairly in-depth interviews. And so there are a lot of things with fairly shallow content that were sort of quite short, but I was determined that I want to give people an opportunity to get to know some of the more influential people in the community or the product group, authors of books they might have read and so on. And so we tend to do a format where it's about an hour or so each of the podcasts and drill fairly heavily into the area that the person's doing. And so, yeah, typically at the moment, I suppose not gigantic, but we get probably 40, 50,000 downloads for each episode, which is great.
That's pretty impressive, 40, 50,000 downloads, just a couple of K here and there. That's great. Indeed. And you're also pretty heavily involved in SQL Pass.
Yeah, I have been over the years. I spent a while on the Pass board. I just like the community worldwide. In fact, one of the things that I was probably most proud of when I first started with Pass, it was very just a North American organization at the time, and I was very determined to try and change that. And so at the time I was involved in the chapter program, like the sort of user group type program, and they had, I think at the time they had about 70 or 80 and they were mostly North American, but I was pleased that by the time I left they had sort of over 200 and most of them were then outside the US. And so I spent a lot of time dealing with people in everywhere from Europe to South America to and so on. So
I've certainly noticed that change over the time I've been at Microsoft. Mm-hmm. I remember SQL Pass was, as you say, completely North American. Worldwide meant Canada and the US.
Like World Series.
Yeah, like World Series. But now, as you said, there are chapters all over the world, and not only chapters, but also influential people in the Pass. In the past organization.
Yeah,
kudos to you and all those people who've done that. That's really good.
The other thing I love is that there have been some quite independent, really excellent other events have appeared as well. So, for example, one of my favorites there, which I never get to, but every time I sit there and just almost cry that I don't get there, is SQL Bits in the UK.
Right.
They seem to have worked out how to run slightly quirky, very entertaining conferences that get a really, really they're really popular. And the guys that are doing that in the UK are doing a fabulous job. One I've also got this year, which I'm looking forward to again, I'm heading to Wrocław in Poland for SQL Day in May. And so, and I think the current plan is we'll probably do a little bit of a user group tour down through areas of Europe while there in May.
That sounds fascinating. Doing stuff at conferences where English is not the first language is really interesting thing to do as well.
Yes, indeed. One of the things Andrew would know is I've been spending the last couple of years trying to learn Mandarin, which is like a major challenge. And probably look if I look forward and go, you know, what would my ultimate goal be? It'd be to be able to deliver a session in Mandarin. I think that would be excellent. I have done some training for Microsoft in Beijing and so on, but always with someone in the room who always in English and with someone who speaks English. But yeah, I'd love to be able to do that. I spend a bit of time now on the SQL Server forums in Chinese and very slowly and badly answer questions.
That's fantastic. I think one of the fascinating things for me is how involved you've been with the development of the SQL product, just in general, because you're for someone who's not a Microsoft employee, and I don't think ever has been a Microsoft employee, you've been very heavily involved with the product teams in both the conceptualization of new features, but also in things like development of samples.
Yeah, look, fairly involved. I often think one of the things is, I have a feeling if I actually ever joined the company, I think I'd be able to have less influence.
And maybe
so
that's true.
This is a kind of an interesting thing where from surrounding the company, you can sort of have quite intense interest in particular areas, which I think it's harder for employees to actually get to do that. And so in the case of the product group, I've worked with them a lot over a lot of years. In fact, one of the things that was actually quite pleasing when they had a master's certification program, I used to go and teach a week or two of that each, and about four times a year. So one of the nice things with that is most of the premier field engineers and people like that, I typically know a lot of those people worldwide simply because they went through that program. And so that's actually been useful. I was involved in building back at the 2008 R2 and 2012 period the courseware that was used for official curriculum. And for 2016, we ended up building all the samples that were the new Wide World Importers samples. So
that's fascinating. So we've gone from pubs through Northwind and AdventureWorks, and now what is it? Wide World Importers.
In Microsoft unfortunately has a very limited list of